Rights for Students with Disabilities. The Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, IDEA, passed in 1975, requires public schools provide equal access to education to children with disabilities. Similarly, the Rehabilitation Act of 1973 prohibits discrimination on the basis of disability in programs receiving federal financial assistance. And, passed in 1990, the Americans with Disability Act, ADA, prohibits discrimination against people with disabilities in several areas, including employment, transportation, public accommodations, communications, and access to state and local government programs and services. The following case takes a peek into how these federal laws have been applied in daily life. Frye v. Napoleon Community Schools, 2017. Helena Frye was born with cerebral palsy, which impaired her motor skills and mobility. Doctors prescribed a service dog to assist with everyday tasks like opening doors, turning on lights, and assisting her when she transferred between her walker and a chair. Her service dog, Wonder, gave her more independence. Her elementary school, a Napoleon Community School, did not allow Wonder to accompany Helena to school, arguing her human aid provided all the necessary help she needed to satisfy her Individualized Education Plan, IEP, under the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, IDEA. Helena's parents, represented by the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, sued the school for damages for the 2009-10, 2010-11, and 2011-12 school years. Her parents argued the school denied Helena equal access by prohibiting the use of Wonder, which gave their daughter confidence in her abilities to move throughout her environment. They asserted that the right to have the dog at school was covered by the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA. The district court granted the Napoleon Community Schools motion to dismiss the lawsuit for failing to exhaust administrative remedies under IDEA. The Fries weren't satisfied and applied to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit. However, the appellate court affirmed the lower court's dismissal. Wishing to prove a point, not so much for Elena, but for all students who require service animals, the Fries applied to the Supreme Court of the United States. In a unanimous 8-0 decision siding with the Fries, the court held that when a suit is not for a denial of a free and public education, exhaustion of IDEA remedies is not required. In the opinion of the majority, Justice Kagan explained how a court might identify whether the issue was one of a violation of IDEA or ADA. She stated, in part, could the plaintiff have brought essentially the same claim if the alleged conduct had occurred in a public facility that was not a school, say, a public theater or a library? Simply put, IDEA protects one's right to a free and public education, and ADA protects one's right to equal access to public programs and services. Newspaper activity. Look through the news, in print or online, for examples of people fighting for the equal treatment of others. Do any examples involve issues under IDEA or ADA? Discuss findings as a class. Next installment, Fair Admissions Practices. You have been listening to Law Day 2023, Cornerstones of Democracy. This is one of six features created to educate and celebrate Law Day, May 1st, 2023, sponsored by the New York Bar Foundation and created by the New York Newspapers Foundation's News Media Literacy, Newspapers and Education Program. Copyright 2023. All rights reserved.